Part 25. Even as I have loved you. Jesus said, "This is my commandment, that you love one another, even as I have loved you." John 15, verse 12. This is the second time our Lord uses the expression, "even as I." The first time it was of his relationship to the Father, keeping his commandments and abiding in his love. Even so, we are to keep Christ's commandments and abide in his love. The second time he speaks of his relationship to us as the rule of our love to our brethren. Love one another as I have loved you. And in each case, his disposition and conduct is to be the law of ours. It is again the truth that we have more than once insisted upon. That is perfect likeness between the vine and the branch. Jesus said, "Even as I." But is it not a vain thing to imagine that we can keep his commandments and love the brethren even as he kept the Father's and as he loved us? And must not the attempt end in failure and discouragement? Undoubtedly, if we seek to carry out the injunction in our own strength, or without a full apprehension of the truth of the vine and its branches. But if we understand that the "even as I" is just the one great lesson of the parable, the one continual language of the vine to the branch, we shall see that it is not the question of what we feel able to accomplish, but of what Christ is able to work in us. These high and holy commands, "obey even as I," "love even as I," these high and holy commands are meant to bring us to the consciousness of our impotence, and through that to awaken in us the need and the beauty and the sufficiency of what is provided for us in the vine. We shall begin to hear the vine speaking every moment to the vine. "Even as I," said Jesus, "even as I, my life is your life. You have a share in all my fullness, the Spirit in you, and the fruit that comes from you is all just the same as in me. Oh, be not afraid, but let your faith grasp each "even as I" as a divine assurance that because I live in you, you may and can live like me." But why, if this really is the meaning of the parable, if this really is the life a branch may live, why do so few realize it? Because they do not know the heavenly mystery of the vine. They know much of the parable and its beautiful lessons, but the hidden spiritual mystery of the vine, in his divine omnipotence and nearness, bearing and supplying them all the day, this they do not know, because they have not waited on God's Spirit to reveal it to them. Oh, Jesus said, "Love one another, even as I have loved you." Ye, even as I. How are we to begin if we are really to learn this mystery? We are to begin with the confession that we need to be brought to an entirely new mode of life, because we have never yet known Christ as the vine in the completeness of his quickening and transforming power. With the surrender to be cleansed from all that is of self and detached from all that is of the world, to live only and to live wholly as Christ lived for the glory of the Father, and then with the faith that is "even as I," with this faith, it is in very deed what Christ is really to make true. That is, the very life of the vine will maintain in the branch, wholly dependent upon him. Even as I. Ever again it is, my blessed Lord, As the vine, so the branch. One life, one spirit, one obedience, one joy, one love. O Lord Jesus, in the faith that thou art my vine and that I am thy branch, oh, I accept your command as a promise and take your even as I as a simple revelation of what you will work in me. Oh, yes, Lord, as you have loved, I will love.